A rural county group's plan to produce wood pellets for biomass energy became a point of debate during a presentation to Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors. At the June 4th supervisors meeting, Pat Blacklock of the California Rural Counties Association outlined his group's effort to advance rural housing, broadband access, and forest management. Golden State Natural Resources, a nonprofit group formed by the association, wants to develop two Northern California facilities to produce industrial wood pellets. Blacklock said at this point the pellets are primarily used as a replacement for coal overseas. A Humboldt sawmill company biomass plant in Scotia produces energy used by the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. That's been strongly opposed by local environmentalists. And supervisors nodded to the general controversy over biomass. Supervisor Mike Wilson summarized the association's project and the basis of opposition.
You had this report where GSNR and the Nature Conservancy and another organization came together to discuss this issue around forest management and the biomass issues around in that. And then you kind of went into what you're talking about in terms of this program that you're looking at, the potential of doing wood pellets as one of the ways to deal with managing this biomass. Do you feel like the Nature Conservancy is still? Do you feel like that partnership is still there on that track, or like where are your partners in this? And we hear some controversies around the issue of how we're managing biomass in terms of carbon sequestration and management on the planet. And so I think criticism is that, well, okay, that's great that we're pulling it off the landscape so it doesn't burn. So that's one very strong, very big value. But then we're talking about taking that same biomass, putting it in the pellets, and then shipping it to Asia. There's footprint, carbon footprint associated with that, and other sort of concerns. One of them is, are we going to incentivize maybe an over-harvest of biomass on our landscapes?
Blacklock acknowledged the controversy, but said the project is being done responsibly.
A couple of points. Yeah. One is perfectly transparent. There are national environmental organizations that oppose any intervention in the forest, and they oppose this project, and they very actively oppose this project. We have been having conversations with what I would characterize as the in-forest environmental groups, particularly in the Central Sierra, who are there living, working closely with the Forest Service to try to figure out what are the best solutions. They have been great partners in providing us feedback. We haven't asked them to take a position on the project. What we've asked them to is engage, provide us feedback, help us develop it. So for example, one of the concerns that they said is, look, we recognize there needs to be an outlet for biomass. We think that's a good thing. However, we want certainty in terms of where you're going to source this biomass, that it's not going to be clear cutting, that it's not going to be some of the heritage oaks, et cetera, that is going to be environmental review before a project occurs. How are you going to demonstrate that to us? So we began looking at the best practices in California in terms of vegetation management guideline practices. We looked at CAL FIRE's vegetation treatment program, EIR. We looked at UC Berkeley's EIR, where they identify a project. And we begin to compile all that information. Then we released that for review back in February, well in advance of the draft EIR, because we wanted to get that feedback from those in the community environmental groups.
Supervisor Natalie Arroyo is the county's Redwood Coast Energy Authority representative. She said removing biomass from forests can be a benefit, but its use and export as an energy source spurs a variety of concerns.
I've certainly heard a concern, and I think we've, repeatedly been contacted by community members who are concerned about, as Supervisor Wilson said, really creating a pathway to market for a product that's going to be burned somewhere with fewer environmental regulations and air quality and the export model being something that there are, I think, fairly legitimate concerns about. I understand we're kind of between a rock and a hard place when it comes to how to address our pretty significant forest health problem from decades of mismanagement. And, I'm concerned about the role that essentially we're tacitly endorsing in that.
Arroyo said a biomass processing technique known as gasification is in development and is preferable to combustion of wood pellet biomass. Blacklock said gasification has potential to produce a sustainable aviation fuel and with time it will become available at a commercial scale. But he added, right now we're a long way away from that. Also at the meeting, supervisors approved a $2 million Headwaters Fund loan to the Life Plan Humboldt Senior Care and Affordable Housing Project. It's slated for a site in McKinleyville, and Supervisor Steve Madrone described it as truly a community benefit project. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.